We all like to relax after a day's work. Some like to stare at the goggle box. Some like to glue their fingers together and wreck the dining room table making model aeroplanes. Personally, I like holding knitting wool for my wife to wind. She tells me. The Navy, of course, they like to pop into the local for a quick one. And so would I if I didn't have to hold that flaming wool.
Landlord! Come on, landlord! Let's have a little service here, please. Come over here with your pint pot scent. Oi! Wallop logger!
All right. What's all the noise, Chief?
Well, funnily enough, Pertwee came into this pub for a drink. And up to now, he hasn't had so much as a wet crisp.
Well, what do you want, then? What are you buying?
Yeah, you cheapskate. I'll have half of Miles.
For cash?
For cash. Oh, you are polite. You go on, don't you? Of course it's for cash. Eventually.
Good evening.
Here, come back.
Jeeves?
Not guilty. Well. Number one, I didn't see you standing behind me.
Odd. I was under the impression that you had eyes in the back of your head.
What are you having? Meat? Oh, well, that's highly generous of a lot to call you, I'm sure.
Well, not altogether. I happen to want a drink myself, and having heard all the previous bargaining going on, I think I'll get a noggin quicker if I pay for yours as well.
Oh, well, in that case, then I'll join you in a large run.
You won't, you know. You'll join me in a half of mild.
Excuse me, gents, but is somebody going to order something?
Oh, yes. I'll have a gin and tonic, and this gentleman will have a half of... Oh, all right. There's no need to look at me like that, Chief. A small rum for this gentleman. And a lemon shandy.
And a what? A lemon I didn't know Mr. Phillips was here as well, sir.
Oh, yes, he's over there playing darts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm most terribly sorry, madam. I was aiming for double top.
Well, all I can say is you got it.
Mr. Phillips, over here.
Right, sir.
Mind you, mate.
I say I'm most terribly sorry.
Yes. Yes, how are you, Mr. Phillips, sir?
Your drink, sir. I trust the shandy is for Robin Hood, yeah?
As a matter of fact, it is. Why?
Well, no disrespect, sir, but if you intend to drink anything stronger and play darts, I'm turning my license in here now.
Honestly, you're just looking for something to complain about.
No, I'm not, sir. I've got something. Nobody's paid for these drinks.
All right, Chief. No need to choke yourself. I'm going to pay. Can you change a note?
Well, that depends, sir. I'll have to have a look at it first. We've been getting a lot of dud notes lately.
Cool. Well, there's a liberty. The nerve of some people.
Well, gracious, I shouldn't have expected you to get so righteous about somebody passing dud notes, Chief.
Well, no, it's not that serious. The idea is someone working a fiddle in Pertwee's territory.
Shan't keep you a minute for your change, sir.
That's all right, my man.
Chief, I know this may be Pertwee territory, but we won't forget that it's my change, will we?
Yeah, I say, Phillips, old boy, if you're not going to finish the game, can we have our dart back?
Oh, sorry, Major. I don't think you've met Lieutenant Murray, our number one. This is Major Pycroft.
Pycroft, actually, old boy. Late Indian rifle.
Oh, well, better late than never, I suppose. Sorry, pardon.
Quite so.
And this is Chief Pertwee Officer Petty. I mean, Pretty Officer Shirty.
What? What was that again?
Oh, it's very nice of you. I'm sure, sir, it was a small run, but if this was a... I think I'll have a lot.
My name was Pertwee, Major.
Yes, Major, if you want to work a fiddle, this is his territory.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, cheer up, Phillips, old man. At least you're still in the service.
Constant source of mystery,
to us all. No, what I'm getting at is that this retirement drill is just not on. Take it from me, old boy. Miss the chaps in the mess, you know. And the jolly old pension doesn't go far these days.
No, I suppose not.
Phillips here was telling me you chaps are off on some NATO exercise tomorrow. Splendid stuff. Have another drink,
huh? Oh, no, sir, we couldn't possibly.
Very nice of you, I'm sure. It's a small run, but in this weather, a large one.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, no, no, that's all right.
It's something, Will, isn't it? I just remembered something. Chief, where's my change from the last round?
George? well, there's a thing, sir. There's a thing.
Thank you, Chief.
Same again, please, Arnold.
Very good, sir.
You know, I envy you, chap. It really is the most extraordinary coincidence.
Oh, what's that?
Well, about us going to Norway tomorrow, sir. You see, the Major's old batman married a Norwegian girl, and he lives over there. Yes, had a letter from him only this week. Poor chap's pretty groggy, though. Keeps asking for me, but on my pension, well, there's no hope of my going there, I'm afraid.
Your drinks, gents.
Oh, good man. Here you are, keep it, gents. Have one yourself.
Oh, thanks very much, sir.
Of course, I suppose we couldn't take the Major, sir.
What?
Oh, no. I wouldn't dream of it, old boy. Well, I don't see why we shouldn't, sir. I mean, he did buy us a drink. As much as I'd like to be able to return the compliment, I don't think we've got my wallet with me. No. Forget it, old man, forget it.
He probably already has. So, I don't see that giving you a lift can do any real harm. If you want to come, Major, you have to come aboard tonight.
I see, that's jolly good of you. I can't tell you how much I'd like to see poor old Ted again before he goes.
Well, that's settled. Glad to have you with us. Oh, Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sir. Hmm?
Knowing what a happy little chatterbox you are, don't bother to tell Captain Povey we're taking a passenger, will you?
No, certainly not, sir. I wouldn't dream of telling old Thundergut anything about her.
Well, Mr. Phillips, what wouldn't you dream of telling me about?
It is old Thundergut.
It is indeed. Now do go on, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, we were just talking about taking the about taking the shortest route to Norway.
I see. Well, do it. And after that, can we also take the shortest route to Hamburg and then the shortest route back here to Dortmund?
Oh, you can rely on us, sir.
Are you mad?
We quite understand, sir. We were just leaving anyway.
I? Were we? What a shame. Just as I was about to buy everyone a drink.
Yes, well, good night.
Good night, Captain Povey.
Good night.
Good night.
Evening, Captain Povey. Popped in for a crafty one again, eh?
Oh, yes. Make it the usual, Sydney. Quick, and can you change a fiver?
Of course. Now, there's your wallop and your cashew tablet.
Thanks.
And here's your change. 5 and 5 is 10 bob. There's a pound. And 1, 2... Hello, what's this, Perisher? Blimey, I've got a flaming dud one again.
Well, don't give it to me, the fidget seeker, or the wife will dock it out of my pocket money for a month.
Now then, who swung that one on me? Oh, I'm going to ring the rouser. Someone round here has flooded the place with the blooming thing.
Oh, it's wonderful stuff, this Norwegian air, isn't it, sir?
I believe the Norwegians never use anything else.
Well, I wish they'd warm it up a bit, the visitors. Hurt me's nose and toes is through.
Yes, that needs a nip in the air. Let's pop into this cafe place for a coffee and a warm.
But we don't speak the language, sir.
Oh, I'm sure you manage splendidly. Let's face it, you get in a shocking mess with English.
Yeah, well, if the worst comes to the worst, sir, I can always try the old sign language.
Don't you dare. We don't want to get arrested.
No, it's all right. I've got my phrase book.
Oh, good. I say, what about that waitress over there for a bit of local colour? Does your book give the Norwegian for, core?
No, it does not.
Good morgen.
Oh, very likely. Perhaps it will. Who cares? Core.
Shall I put the lead on him whilst you look up the phrase?
Yeah, you better. Now then, Bohr Air Begravelsbureau in Ben Harnenskirkhuster.
He is down the street. But both your friends look all right to me, yeah?
Pardon?
You have just said, where is the undertaker? My chum has a nasty cough.
I thought I said, we understand we come here and have a tasty coffee.
Lummy, it might have been safer with Pertwee sign language.
You want coffee, yeah?
Oh, yather. I mean, rather, with two yumps. lumps, please. I say, as you speak English, I suppose you wouldn't like to show me around later, would you?
I think maybe you have already been around 9.
Yeah, I was thinking round about 8, actually.
Put the lead on again, Chief, or we'll never get that coffee.
If you want appointment with me, I think you also need appointment with Undertaker. My husband is big fan, the all-in wrestler.
Is he? Oh. Grand sport. Hmm. Yes, I think I'll just have a coffee now, please.
I fetch straight away.
My word, there's a bit of luck. I was hoping you chaps hadn't gone.
Yeah, if Big Sven had been here, I would have done. Straight through that spin there.
Hello, Major. How's that batman of yours? Have you seen him yet?
No, old boy, no. Shocking bad luck. Complications set in, apparently. He's been moved to Hamburg. Pity I missed him, though. He's still asking for me, you know.
Very touching, that. Yeah, it must have been an honor for him to have served under a gallant gentleman like yourself. You know, we lower ranks know only too well that such officers don't pass our way all that often. But when we find one, a true blue gent, who remembers the selfless devotion to duty of the humble men.
All right, all right, Chief. Relax. I'll pay for your coffee.
You're very, very kind, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, I know I am, but I can't stand any more of that up the workers bit.
I say, sir, as you brought the Major here, why don't we take him to Hamburg? I mean, we're due there next anyway.
Excuse, please, your coffee, yeah?
Oh, thanks very much. How much will that...
Oh, no, my dear chap, allow me. Here you are, miss.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what a whopping nose.
Keep a change.
Won't you have a cup, sir?
No. I've got to see if I can either get back to England or hitchhike to Hamburg somehow.
Well, that's what I was saying just now. You see, why don't we take the Major with us, sir?
Of course. We'd be delighted to have you with us again, sir.
Well, I call that dashed civil of you. When do you sail?
On the tide, sir, which is in about... good gracious, look at the time. However long we've been gawping at the sights.
Tell me, if we're not careful, we'll miss the tide tomorrow as well as today.
Come along, Mr. Phillips.
Right, I'll just finish my...
With my tongue, sir.
What? Never mind your tongue. Leave it in the saucer. Come on. After you, Major. What about the Norwegian for taxi?
Excuse me, could I have it? Oh, they're all gone. Sven! Big Sven! Jagger. Holy moly! We have ourselves a counterfeit note 9. Yeah, we have a bopping one. Oh!
You know, sir, I'm not so sure the Major would approve of my being in a club.
Oh, come now. This is a big boy, now.
Yes, when in Hamburg, do as the hamburgers do.
Yes, that's all very well, but I've read about places like this, and they're, well, naughty.
I imagine it's about cabaret time now.
What is the cabaret, anyway?
Hang on, it's on the menu here. Now, this ought to be good.
Oh, yeah, well, what's it say, sir?
Well, roughly... The Fräulein Brunhilde mit her balloons will do ein speciality dance portraying ein British drum major.
Tony!
Well, what's the matter with that? I suppose it's some sort of marching exhibition. Funny, though, I wonder what she wants balloons for.
I think you're about to find out.
Meine Damen und Herren, das Kabinett! Und hier ist die schöne, die hübsche, die fantastische Fräulein von Hilde!
And here she comes. Cool! Lummy.
So that's what she wanted balloons for. There are dozens of them all over her.
Yet I have a sneaking suspicion they won't be there for long.
Well, if they are, Pertwee wants his money back.
I must say, I find the Busby and the drum major's mace a bit incongruous, don't you?
Frankly, I haven't noticed them.
Oh, what a shame. One of her balloons has burst. And another one. And another, sir. I say, that's a pretty poor do, isn't it, sir?
What is?
Well, they've obviously given the poor girl inferior balloons. They keep going off bang.
Yes, they do.
More!
Patience, Chief. Patience.
Yes. Do sit down, Patience. I say, sir, this is getting jolly serious.
What is?
Well, you may not have noticed, sir, but her balloons keep bursting. Now, for a moment, I got a nasty feeling she'd forgotten to put the rest of the British drum major's uniform on. Lummy, she has.
Keep going, Dal. Any a few more to go?
Will you stop that, Chief?
Yeah, I will, sir, as long as she don't.
Keep going.
Sir, now, I saw that. Do you know, sir, it's her own fault. Jolly careless of her.
What is?
Well, her fingernails are too long, sir. That's what keeps puncturing them. Sir, I say, she's being a fool to herself, you know.
Mr. Phillips, be quiet. The balloon bursting seems to have slowed up.
Yes, I've noticed, sir. The suspense is murder.
It's a good thing, too. She's only got four left.
That's it! Only three to go! Bang, bang, bang! Keep going, Del!
Oh, no! What a swindle! Look, it's all over. We've been robbed.
It's a fiddle! Who's got a pick? Here! Put it then! Hurry up, then! Pop, pop, pop! Before we go!
What is this? Sit down, Percy. You can chuck out.
Yes, Chief. Chief, leave that poor girl alone. After all, she's had a jolly unnerving experience.
Yes, have we? What happens now, sir?
Back to their dancing mit partners, I gather.
I?
Oh, no, not again. Oh, turn the crib. Don't they know any other tune?
Isn't that odd? I like it.
You would, you dear old-fashioned thing.
Come on, out.
We're leaving. Enough is enough.
Well, couldn't we just wait until after this tune, sir? It's jolly catchy.
Yeah, very likely, Mr. Phillips, sir, but if you haven't caught it by now, you never will. They played the Perisher 84 times already.
Well, I'll get the bill.
Oh, well, that's going to be a bit tricky. So happens I've left
all my wallet. All right, I'll pay it. Worth it to get away from this band.
Well. Fancy bumping into you, Jazz, again, what?
Oh, lummy, it's the Major. Everything okay now, sir?
No, I'm afraid not, old boy. Most extraordinary thing. But I got here just too late. My batsman's head is off, and the War Office wallets have moved him to Millbank, back in Blighty.
Well, we're sailing in a few hours for Portsmouth, so you may as well come along and make it the round trip.
Are you really? Oh, no, I can't possibly expect you to,
Excuse me, gentlemen. Your bill, please.
What? Oh, no. Give that to me. I'll settle that. Here you are. I hope you chaps enjoyed yourselves. What was the cabaret like? What?
No, it went off with a bang.
Yeah, but not enough of them.
Stop harping, Chief. Well, you must certainly allow us to transport you back to England.
Well, that's jolly civil of you, I must say. Chap's grateful. I'd like to see old Charlie again.
Charlie? I thought you said his name was Ted.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, I just always think of him as a Charlie. Shall we go, then, old boy?
Yeah, by all means. Come on, you two. We'd better get back to the ship.
I'm coming, sir. I'm coming.
Tweet, quick! Phone the police!
Right turn out for the books, this is. We have an encounter foot not gotten. Get the police, meet the whistles, and the handcuffs, and the magnifying glass.
Come in.
Commander Bracewell for intelligence is here to see you, Captain Povey.
Bracewell? Here? I've never known the fool to leave his own office before.
Well, you have this time, Povey, old man.
What? Oh, well, I didn't mean that. That is, I was talking about the...
That's the style. Clap, clap, clap. What? Now, wait until you hear about the monumental panic going on in my department. Scotland Yard, Interpol, the Army, the Air Force, everybody's in it, except Maigret.
Except who?
Oh, I was forgetting. Mrs. Povey doesn't let you watch the telly, does she? A hard nut, that one.
Commander Bracewell, what is all this panic that you seem to be enjoying so much? What's happened?
Well, it all started with an absolutely colossal amount of slush turning up all over the place.
A colossal amount of what?
Slush, old man. Counterfeit money. A load turned up here, then another lot in Norway, and then some more in Hamburg.
Norway, Hamburg? But that's where this NATO exercise has been going on.
10 out of 10, Povey. We tumbled that one. The yard nabbed the blighters who've been printing the muck, but missed the chappie who was circulating it. This chap must have catched a lift on a naval vessel. Stands to reason.
Oh, oh yes, yes. I suppose it... Oh, no. No, he can't be. No. He isn't aboard Troutbridge.
Pray so. The yard chappies know him. Calls himself a major, usually.
What do you want me to do?
Well, someone's got to warn those chaps on Troutbridge.
You mean send a signal?
Not likely. Too dangerous. He might hear of it, and we don't know if he's armed. Unfortunately, we've already sent out one signal warning all ships that he was believed to be aboard a naval craft.
Then what can we do?
Well, here's the form. Troutbridge is due back here tonight, isn't she? Splendid. As soon as she's sighted, we want someone to go out and meet her in a launch. Get aboard and warn the crew.
Very well, I'll see who I can send.
No, you won't, you know. We want you to go.
Me? But go on board, but he may be armed. No. I, as a married man, I can't possibly... It's a job for a younger man.
Well, suit yourself, but I understand that there might very well be a medal in it.
A medal? Oh, really? A medal? Oh, well, I hope I know my duty. I shall go myself, of course.
Thought you would. Oh, you'd better go in civvies. He might spot you getting aboard, and we can't afford to arouse his suspicion.
No, we certainly can't. I shall go in disguise.
That's the spirit. Best of luck, Povey, old man, and hope you don't get that medal posthumously, Povey. Toodly-bye.
Soon be back in Pompey now, sir.
Here, bridge, number one here.
Starboard, look out here, sir. You know that signal about some crook being aboard a naval craft, sir?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I think we've got him. Captain Povey's launch is approaching, but he's not in it. I reckon it's been knocked off.
Knocked off? Why, who is in it?
Well, an odd sort of call, sir. Very suspicious, if you ask me. Got a shocking old suit on and a great big black beard.
Good gracious. We must nab him.
Oh, suit yourself, sir. Oh, but while we're talking about my promotion, sir, I don't want to be difficult.
Good. Quick, Chief. Someone's knocked off Thundercup's launch. It may be that counterfeit bod. Get that launch stopped and bring the man aboard. Any trouble from him, bung him straight in the cell. We'll have him sorted out when we dock.
All right, sir. Easy. Steady up that, sir. Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir. And I don't believe it.
Yeah, neither do I.
What?
We've actually docked without hitting anything.
Yeah, when old Thundercut hears about this, and that we've got old Blackbeard in the cells, he'll probably faint.
Hello, you chaps. Home sweet home, eh? You won't mind if I nip off a bit sharply, will you? Want to get to old Harry's bedside as soon as possible.
Hang on. Just a tick, Major. Someone's coming aboard.
No, he looks like Commander Bracewell, and there's a civvy bloke with him.
Huh?
Here, out of my way. Out of my way, Blaster.
Hold him, chaps. He's wanted.
Let go of me, will you?
Hold him, Chief.
I've got him, chaps.
Oh, I can't think why.
Well done. This gentleman will make over now.
Well, thank you, Commander Bracewell. Now then, Major Pycroft, or whatever it is you're calling yourself this time, I'm a police officer, and I'm taking you to the station for questioning.
Questioning, officer? What about?
It's concerning the uttering of forged notes, sir.
This way, please.
But you've got the wrong one. The chap you want is in the cells. Bloke with a big black beard and tatty suit.
Well, sir, I don't know who you've got. This is our man, all right. Well, I'll just have a look in that attache case of yours, if you don't mind, Major.
Told me, look at that. The Bank of England.
Hardly that, sir.
Lummy, that proves it. So, who did we cop in Captain Povey's launch?
Well, at a rough guess, I'd say Captain Povey.
Good gracious. Thundergut?
I don't think I feel very well.
Well, good night, all.
One moment, Chief Petty Officer. I'll take charge of that suitcase now, thank you.
What's he talking about, suit? This suitcase, yeah. Well, I was just sort of minding it, you know.
They're very likely, sir. So am I. Minding it doesn't vanish. This way, Major.
Well, now all that remains is which one of us is going to let old Thundergut out of the cell.
Oh, I think you should, sir.
Yeah, don't look at me, number one.
Well, someone's got to.
Well, it's not me.
Well, I'm not in the mood, you know.
Wait a minute, Chase. Hold it, look. I know the very lad who loves to do it. Johnson! Johnson!
Oh, of course.
Johnson!
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Major Pycroft was Ronnie Barker, the Norwegian waitress was Heather Chasen, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, and the police inspector was Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.